having a good day and plenty to celebrate. Their coach, Paul Green, the Queensland State of Origin coach, hasn't had a lot to cheer about, but obviously after last night's win, he was very happy.
Yeah, really happy. Great win. Relieved. It was a real Origin-type game, and you know we come out on top, which is good. Said after our second game that there were some lessons learnt, particularly for our young guys. I said after tonight, again, there were some real Origin lessons learnt out there. Now, people talk about Origin efforts, and sometimes they kind of don't know what you're talking about, but our team lived through that, particularly for that last 10-minute period. We'll take plenty out of that.
Yeah, they certainly will.
They ruined our whitewash party, Richard.
Yeah, they certainly did. 17-8, somebody else who's happy. He's played for Queensland in State of Origin. One of our NRL Nation commentators, Scotty Sattler, is on the line. Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Hello, crew. How are you?
Yeah, we're well. You're a happy chappy this morning, Scott?
Yeah, I got a little bit more of a spring in my step this morning compared to the last two. I can guarantee that. And yeah, I suppose when you sit back and dissect the game and actually take your allegiances out of the game, it was a lot of one of those Origin games that everyone's used to seeing year after year. Just had everything in it.
Gee, Kalen Ponga made a huge difference for the Maroon side last night, Scott.
Yeah, he was probably the key. I mean, Ben Hunt was the best player on the field without a doubt, but in saying that, Kalen Ponga came with some crucial plays and probably no bigger play when he tried to take the intercept when Tommy Trbojevic broke through and had Tedesco looming up on his outside. That was game, set, match. If Kalen goes for the man as opposed to the ball, and that's what the special players can do. They can read a play better than others. And he rolled the dice and came up with the right play. But he said during the week that I have to step up and dominate Origin if I'm going to be seen as an Origin player and as a player of in the future that believes that I'm a player that can control a game, and that's exactly what he did last night. When he injected himself, he was outstanding.
Well, he was looking for the ball the whole 80 minutes, wasn't he? He really was. He was a bit of a workhorse last night for Queensland.
Well, it's not only we're used to seeing Kalen always sort of running the ball with a lot wider out around the centres, but last night he was hovering around to play the ball like James Tedesco does, and that's where the fullbacks, they've got to be a bit of a chameleon. They've got to be able to pop up wherever they need to and change into the landscape of the game, and that's what he did.
Any comment on the refereeing last night, Scott?
Well, I thought, again, taking allegiances away, and I thought when Kalen made that Brock break, gave the ball inside to Xavier, and then Xavier threw it back to Kalen, I thought that was a knock-on. And that would have been called a knock-on every other day of the week in the NRL. So I think Queensland got away with that because that was, a try scored the next ruck to Benny Hunt. So, being there live and watching it, the refereeing probably isn't as obvious as if you're sitting watching there on TV, where it can be scrutinised heavily. But, I'm not a huge fan of Jared Sutton's as a referee and his ability to control the game. But, and last night I thought he came out with a couple of strange calls.
Yeah.
What a difference, though, it made for the Blues not having Cleary and Luai out on the park.
Yeah, a little bit more erratic. I mean, I thought Mitchell Moses was sound last. He defended well and he kicked well. But when you've got Nathan who controls every facet of the game, and then you've got Jack White, who is a tremendous player, hasn't had a happy year with the Raiders. And so it was a little bit more disjointed compared to that combination and that friendship of Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary. It was quite obvious.
I don't know that there were any injuries out of last night. I know Tom Trbojevic got knocked about a bit, but I think pretty well everybody backing up for round 18, which kicks off tomorrow night.
I think Valentine Holmes didn't come back.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That damn shot. And I'll tell you what, I'll be really surprised if Josh Adokar plays in this game after Basil Malawi caved in the whole right side of his body.
Oh.
Dog shot.
Yeah. Yeah, what did you think of that one?
Nah, play on, open slather. You know, as rugby league players, and when you're defending and the player's still moving, you're always taught that if there's an open part of the body, especially the torso, you've got to attack it.
So
Tino took advantage of an opportunity. It actually slowed the game down a little bit for Queensland.
Sure did.
Which
is
perfect.
Yeah. All right, round 18 kicks off tomorrow night.
Yes, and a double header, Scott, at Cbus Super Stadium. First up, the Titans taking on the Parramatta Eels. Who do you like there?
I think Parramatta. Parramatta are going. Again, I say to you, most weeks, I'm liking what Parramatta are throwing up at this stage of the season. Now is a big test for them to start accelerating and going to another level.
He's going the Eels. Okay, the late one tomorrow night at Cbus Stadium, Manly take on the Dragons.
Yeah, Dragons, well, they're playing eight of the Dopey Dozen from the Paul Vaughan Barbecue. So eight of them and four of them have been left out. But I think Manly won't play Tommy Trbojevic, but Daly Cherry-Evans apparently will play. And I think Manly will still have too much.
And okay. Saturday, the first game at Seabus Super Stadium, the Raiders taking on the Sharks. I reckon a toss of the coin. How do you reckon this one's going to go, Scott?
I'm going to take the Raiders. The Raiders win versus Manly last week. Even though they were without three of their best players, Manly, you still got to try and get a win somewhere just to try and galvanise your group. So I'm going to take the Raiders.
He's going the Raiders. Okay, the Cowboys take on the Roosters in the second game on Saturday.
Well, they won't have Valentine. They won't have Valentine home, so I'll go take the Roosters.
Okay.
We'll come back to the Storm and Knights clash. So another double header on Sunday at Suncorp Stadium. Warriors taking on the Panthers. Got to stick with your penny peas there, Scott.
Yeah, I'll take the Panthers, even though there's no Blue Oil or Cleary. I've still got a pretty formidable team.
It's a 1:50 kickoff too. The 4 o'clock game, which will be on free to air. The Broncos take on the Tigers.
This is a hard one, this
yes.
one, because the Broncos are really good against Cronulla, and West Tigers are just doing their best. I'm going to take the Broncos because they're at home, and they've got some players in their right positions now, and that's the reason why they beat the Sharks.
Yep, and the last game of the round at Seabus Super Stadium, South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Canterbury Bulldogs. South players
South.
Expected to back up? Yeah.
Yes, yes. And then, Adam Reynolds and Cody Walker and Campbell Graham, not affected by Origin at all, so, they'll be fine.
Geez, Dane Gagai looked strong last night, didn't he?
Yeah, Latrell Mitchell still gave him a bath a couple of times defensively, but when he had the ball in hand, he had a lot of those Origin runs that he's really famous for.
Yeah. Okay, back to Saturday night, the late game, the Storm. This one played in Melbourne at Amy Park. The Knights, Tyson Frizzell back. We're still waiting on Bradman Best and Edric Lee to return, but it's a stronger Knights team. They've looked good the last couple of weeks, but I don't think we've beaten Melbourne since about 2015, Scott.
No one beats Melbourne most of the time in Melbourne, and now, with this all the teams being relocated now and Melbourne being able to sleep in their beds and not have to travel anywhere, it makes them an even greater premiership threat. So, it remains to be seen over the next few days whether Daniel Andrews and the NRL move the Storm back to the Sunshine Coast because of the cases down there. So I think Melbourne's too dangerous. They're too comfortable at the moment.
Yeah, but the Knights have looked a lot better in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they have. They look really good, actually. You'd see that. The combination, you can see the combination with new recruit Clifford is starting to take shape as well. And put it this way, if they can play like the way they've been playing, they're a finals team.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, mate. Always good to talk to you. Thank you very much
Thanks,
for your time.
Scott.
And good calling on the weekend, Scotty.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Scotty Sattler, one of our NRL Nation commentators on Twitter.